feel like the Lord had an encouragement to any that may be suffering from the feelings of condemnation. And I'm just saying that you feel like when you hear that the ash of your sin has been thrown to the sea, that you still imagine it at the bottom. And God says, even if you dove to the bottom of the sea of my love and saw it, you would not be overwhelmed by it, but you'd be overwhelmed by how many waves were above it, how much love has covered it. And I think he just wants to proclaim and remind us that sin is dead and it's not going anywhere. It is not rising, but Jesus has risen and that we are redeemed.
I have a sense that there may be some here who have been stuck in a vast ocean of hardships for a very long time. Some have been stuck so long that you have come to accept that life. You hang on to buoys of truth that keep you above water, but it can only keep you going for so long. I believe the Lord would say, look up and see the light. Behold, a ship is coming. Though you have been treading water for many seasons, I am coming to your rescue. Do not fear the waves, for they cannot keep me from reaching you. I will be faithful to come to your aid, for that is who I am and will always be. So be at peace.
I had a dream last night, and I've been asking God what it means. And what I saw was a building, and on the side of the building was the image of a lion, and I saw the sun setting behind it. And I believe the Lord has given me the interpretation of this dream, and what this building represents is strongholds and fortresses that we've allowed to be erected in our lives. And the enemy has had that stronghold because we've allowed it. And I believe God is declaring today for those who respond to this word that the sun is setting and that stronghold will be broken, and you will learn, because the truth will set you free, how to stand and resist.